Praise the Lord. It's good to be here today. It's especially good just to see all your faces again. You know, God really loves His people. And He also puts His love in us for one another. So we just thank God for being here, Brother Mark and myself. And we thank you all for your faithfulness in coming. Amen. I would like to continue a little more this afternoon from the foundation Brother Mark was speaking this morning. And if you have your Bibles, we could turn to Matthew 24. And we can start in verse 3. And we can start. I'll read the first from 3 to 7, and then Brother Edmar, you could read out of your Bible as well. Starting in verse 3 of chapter 24 of Matthew. And as he, Jesus, sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows."
Na nagayon, isulti ka na mo alos akining mga butana, may tago, tungkol sa ang ilhana sa imong mga pasay mong pagani sa katapusan ng sa kalibutan. O pitulang si Jesus, nagingon ka nila, managbangon na magbangon kamo, di ka diri, kamo magpagpasalago ni Misan Isa, kay daghan ang wani sa akong alam sa pag-ingon ako mao si Kristo. O magpasilakan sa kadahan. O magkanungo kamungo mga gubat. O mga nga gumugungo sa mga gubat. Pag magbantay nga dili ka mo mali mga lisan kay kinahanglan nga mahitabo kining tanan. Kining tanan mga butang. Apan dili pa mao ang katapusan.
And then verses 9 through 13, it says, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved."
Kay pagdilot na ay usa-usa o manggula ang daghang mga bakakong mga madalagla baga pasalakon sa daghan o tungod kay ang pagpulusin
Okay, praise the Lord. So where'd you read? Up to what was it?
13.
Okay. As Brother Mark was sharing this morning and reading different passages out of the book of Daniel and Revelation. And he was showing by the scriptures the place of the church in this hour. The war against the saints. But that God had a plan to bring forth a church out of a church. He gave an example of the plagues or pestilences. That are in the world today. And then we read in Matthew 24 that nations shall rise against nations, that there will be earthquakes and famines. But the Lord said, all these things must come to pass before I come. They even talked in Matthew 24 of a condition that many people will, or their hearts will wax cold because of iniquity or sin. Now think of that. Have you ever thought in your heart, could I also, my heart grow cold because of sin? Is that a possibility? Brother Lito, is that a possibility? That our own hearts can wax cold. We have to watch our hearts, don't we? Amen. Right, brother? Yeah. We have to watch our hearts. I do not want to betray my brother. I don't want my heart to wax cold. But as the word says, but he or she who endures to the end will be saved. So this morning, as Brother Mark was ministering the word, I had previously planned on bringing a certain teaching this afternoon. But as I was listening to what Brother Mark was sharing, the Lord quickened to me that this afternoon I should go in a different direction than what I thought I was going into. And the Lord quickened to me into remembrance two dreams I received last fall. And I would like to share them with you because I believe the Lord gave me these dreams for the church.
Para sa
Amen. Amen. So Brother Mark was talking about this beast system rising up in the earth. It's a spirit. But a spirit can take a form of a man or a leader. Amen. So I believe it was last September. I had this dream. I was standing on a street below my father's house in the city where I live. And before I share the dream, I want to share with you that there are two parts in the dream. One, my father's house. And that my father's house is representative of our heavenly father's house. And I'll give you another explanation with this dream. When we were born again back in June of 1980, we lived on a street called Angela Street. Angela. Angel. Messenger.
Angelus.
Amen. That's a good place to be born again when you live on Angela Street, wouldn't you say? Okay, so in this dream, I was standing on a street at the bottom of the hill of my father's house. And before me were two world leaders. I didn't recognize who they were. But they made a declaration. They said, no more will the words of Jerusalem and Nazareth be spoken anymore. And they were declaring to the world that. It was a decree. And when they said that, I looked up. Now remember, I was not in a building. Standing outside. But above me was like a library of books. And as I reached up, I pulled some of the books down. And in those books were the Word of God. They had Jerusalem. They had Nazareth. Or Bethlehem. That was the one. Bethlehem was no more to be spoken. Hallelujah. What does Bethlehem? Huh? What is it? What comes to you when you hear the word Bethlehem? It's where Jesus was born. Amen. And what about Jerusalem? The holy city. And we are called the holy city. Amen. So I reached up and I pulled down these books. as many as I could get in my arms. And I needed to take them up to my father's house. And I knew that as I took them up to my father's house, I needed to deposit them and come back and get as many of the books as I could. And then I saw some other brethren there. And I said, come, help me pull these books. Not only to take them to my father's house, but to my house on Angela Street. Hallelujah. You know, the books represent the Word of God. In Psalm 119, it says, Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee.
Amen.
You know, the world and the spirit of this world, which is really the prince of the power of the air, says we're not supposed to worship God. He does many things to try to stop the true believers. Some of our brethren are in prison right now for the gospel's sake. Many have given of their own lives rather than to recant or to reject the life of Christ in them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But God doesn't want His people unprepared. And the Bible says that they will say, peace, peace, but suddenly destruction shall come. Now, right now in the United States, we have peace, right, Mark? We have peace in the U.S. And you have peace here in the Philippines right now, right? But it can all change in a moment of time. I believe, Mark, you were talking about it coming unawares. That the time could come unaware. And if we're not diligent Christians, it could take us unaware. But the Word of God says that He will not do anything on the earth unless He speaks it first to His servants, the prophets. That's why He wants us as Christians to be prepared for His coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But before He comes, like a thief in the night, He wants His church to be prepared. Which brings me to mind the parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. The five wise virgins had oil in their vessels. We which is representative of the Holy Spirit in our souls. Amen.
Amen.
So, in order for us to be able to stand in this evil day doing all to stand, we need the Holy Ghost in our minds. The Holy Ghost in our emotions. The Holy Ghost in our desires. And the Holy Ghost in our will. But the foolish virgins lost out. They had the oil in their lamps, but not in their vessel. In other words, they had the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost did not have them. They did not allow the Holy Ghost to work in their thinking. In their desires, in their emotions, and in their will. But God wants us to be wise.
Hallelujah.
His plans are not only to save us from sin, but to change us. Amen. Is change easy? Is change easy? No, it's not. You know, the natural man does not like change. But you know, change is good. But the only way that we can be changed is by going through the fire. Do you like the fire? No, not too much, do we? We don't like fire. But the fire brings the change. Amen. And we need to be changed, don't we? So, as I was experiencing this dream, and as I pulled those books down, I got very excited. The world leader says, you'll never be able to say these words again. But they were there for my taking. They were there for me to reach up and bring it down. But I not only had to bring it down, but I had to hurry up and get to my Father's house. Amen? Hallelujah. That dream is for each one of us. It's not just me. It's for everyone that believes in the name of Jesus. That we can draw from the Word of God and the life of heaven. Hallelujah. Because our home is not in this life. The Bible says we are seated in heavenly places right now. Right now. We're all seated right here at this school, but we are seated somewhere else in the Spirit. Amen. as you believe in your heart, so are you.
Amen.
And if God be for you, who can be against you?
Hallelujah.
You know, I think at times we really need to shake ourselves.
Because
the Word of God says that he that has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And we do not have to fear what lies ahead. That's why he gave the word of God to us, that we are prepared. And if God would ever require our lives, I would want to be willing.
Amen.
We don't have to fear what man can do to us. We have a magazine in the United States called Voice for the Martyrs. Have you ever heard of it? You probably have heard of it. Have you heard of it? Yeah, it's a wonderful magazine, and it tracks all of the persecution of Christians throughout the world. And we have brethren in every nation of the world. And I read their accounts of how, like in Indonesia, that this Christian family, a man, they brought his whole family before them, and they told the man, reject Christ or we'll kill your family. And his family said, don't recant. Don't reject Jesus. We're willing to die. And one by one, they killed his children in front of his eyes. And they killed his wife in front of his eyes. But he would not reject Jesus. I hope I have that strength and courage if that hour ever comes to me. Amen. Hallelujah. So this first dream, God is wanting us to pull the Word of God and get it into us. And run into our Father's house. Amen. Hallelujah. Where's your Father's house? In heaven, in heart. In our prayer closet. Amen. Where God communes with me and you and he with us. So that was the first dream. And then 2 weeks later, I had another dream. And now this other dream, I found myself at my Father's house again. Now, I'll give you another little preliminary about my Father's house. It's a big three-story house with a good piece of land around it and a fence that went around the land. So in this dream, I was in the backyard, myself and with a lot of brethren. And you know what we were doing? We were pulling up weeds along the fence line. Do you know why weeds grow along the fence line? Why are there lots of weeds along a fence? Do you know why? Anybody? Well, birds come, they eat different things, and they deposit, and the seeds fall on the fence line, and they all grow up. Amen? You know, the Bible tells us that there are birds of the air that are not so good. And also that in the parable of the tares and the wheat, it says that when men slept, the enemy came and planted tares. Okay. So weeds in the natural are, nobody likes weeds in the natural, right? Is that true? You don't get good vegetables in the midst of weeds, do you? Amen. But what do weeds represent in the spiritual? Well, it's close. Our sister said our problems. What was that?
Huh? I think sin.
Sin?
Yeah.
That's what it represents, is sin in our lives.
Amen?
God wants our garden to be fruitful, doesn't He? The Bible tells us that our sin separates us from God. Now, we can be born again believers and pressing on, but we have to be diligent to pull out the weeds in our lives. Weeds can be the thoughts of our mind that are not pleasing to God. Amen?
Huh?
In the book of, I believe it's 2 Corinthians, that talks about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Casting down imagination. Now, so then it says, casting down imaginations. And what? 10:5, 2 Corinthians. Casting down imaginations, everything that would, how does it say that, Mark?
Exalt itself.
That everything that it would exalt itself against the mind of Christ.
Against the knowledge of God.
Knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. So our sins separate us from God. So God wants us to be good gardeners.
Amen.
Pulling up the weeds. Amen. Amen. How many of you live in God's house? Raise your hands.
Amen.
Are you dwelling in God's house? Raise your hand. Raise your hand then. Okay. How about you, sister? Amen. So we have a responsibility, right, Ben? We're a farmer, Ben, right? You grow rice, right? You don't want weeds in the midst of your rice field, do you? No. It stunts the growth of your fruit that you're growing. All right, that's just the start of the dream. So a number of us were there in our father's house and we're pulling up weeds, being diligent. And suddenly a family of two, a husband and wife, pulled up in like one of these little vehicles like Merlinda, your vehicle. And as they got out, I noticed that their windshield was dirty. And I thought, well, they couldn't see very well through that windshield. It needs to be clean. Did you ever try to drive in a vehicle where the windshield is very dirty? Where we come from in the North Country where you get snow, and you're driving the highways and the cars and the semis are throwing up all this snow and dirt on your windshield. You better have good windshield wipers and fluid to clean that window off, or you're not going to go very far. So I went up to this vehicle and I thought, well, let me rub it off. And you know what? It didn't come off so easy. I needed water to wipe it and rub it off. What is water representative of? The Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And do you know that we are our brother's keeper? Hallelujah. We're our brother's keeper to help one another. Now, I'm not saying that we lord over one another, or we tell others what they think they should do. We better be sure that we are doing it ourselves. Amen. Which brings to me the word out of Galatians 6. That if you see your brother in a fault, restore unto him in the spirit of meekness, first considering yourself. Lest also you be tempted. For when we are supposed to help our brethren, what should we do first? What should we do first, Madeline?
Pray.
Amen.
Pray.
A dear brother of ours one time said, never go to man about God, but go to God about man. Amen. All right. Let me ask you this question. All you ladies that are married. Can you change your husband by go telling them they need to be changed? Not always, right?
No.
But you can pray for them. Amen. Amen. Okay, so what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? All right, men. Do you think you can change your wives by telling them? Can you? No, right? We're to pray for one another, right? Because sometimes we don't want to hear what we really need to hear, do we?
Huh?
Amen. That's why we have to weed our own garden first. All right, so I'm cleaning this windshield and it's getting very clean. And I think it was, I must be praying a lot. But do you know what else was on that windshield? There were stickers. Sort of like yours. Stickers on, you know, different stickers, right? And all of a sudden I go like this to scratch the sticker and I found it was made of plastic and it just chipped off. And do you know what the stickers were? There were things that this couple were involved in for the stickers. And they were not things that you would consider bad. They were doing what almost looked like it was good, but it still was clouding their vision. And sometimes we can be involved with things that will distract us in our walk with God. It's like what the Apostle Paul said. He said, meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But I will not be brought under the power of any. How many of us like a good meal? I mean, we all like a good meal, right? Amen. Paul did too. But he also said, I know how to be abound, but I also know how to be abased. Amen. Whether he abased or abound did not change him. And it should not change us. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so the dream continued on. The windshield was made clean. And I saw as I broke more of the decals off, they could see clearer. Amen? How many of us want clear vision? Amen. Let's make sure our windshields are clean. Amen? Amen. So now, in the dream, the scene changed, and now I was, from my father's house, I was down on the street below called Locust Street. Because us would want to live on Locust Street. Well, no, the grasshopper. Do you know in Africa right now there is a plague of locusts that are eating the lands of Kenya, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Uganda? The worst in decades. They said. There are so many locusts that are eating the vegetation that in one day is enough to feed the whole nation of Uganda. It's a modern day plague like happened in Egypt. So pray for the people that God would have mercy upon these nations. And even our brethren in these nations. Okay, so now I found myself with others on Locust Street. And we were traveling up, going on this road where it started to go uphill. And at the top of this great big hill was one of the greatest universities of the land. And many people were going in that direction, and brethren. And wanting to get up to that great university. Now we have universities in the natural, don't we? What is that? Carago State, just down the road from here. Amen. That's a university.
Yes.
Well, in my dream, it wasn't a natural university; it was a spiritual university. And it was God's university.
Hallelujah.
So many of us were trying to get up that hill to get to that university.
Hallelujah.
Then I saw a man on a motorcycle. And he was heading in that direction. But I saw him struggling on the motorcycle to keep it up. And I wondered, why was he having such a hard time? But when I got alongside of him, guess what I saw? I saw his wife was seated in front of him. He was struggling with his wife to get up the hill. Hallelujah. Okay. Husbands and wives, you ever struggle one with another? Do you? All marriages have conflict. Is that true? He's saying yes, and she's just looking. No, we all have conflict because men don't think like women, and women don't think like men. Right? So even good marriages have conflict.
ang maayo nga mga Panginoon na ang iyong tunay para sa pinigay.
But if you're having a very difficult time in your marriage,
pero kung maayong magkani ang pinatadaan kayo panahon sa itong pinabuhi sa
Panginoon, and you're not doing anything about it, you're having a very hard time getting up into God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the wonderful news about that is, you know what's the most restorative power in a marriage? Is to humble yourself to your partner. Right? Whether it's the woman to the man or the man to the woman. Amen. So,
amen.
We should pray that our marriages are healthy and we're serving God together. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right, we're gonna continue on with the dream. Now comes the good part. All right, so we're going up this hill, all of us. And I get up to the top, to this great university. And there's many of the brethren there. And it was the start of the new class year. And we had 1 week's time in order to sign up for our classes. And I would see that different places of the university were like different sign-up stations to go to. For instance, if you three ladies wanted to be a nurse, you went to this one area. If you three men wanted to be engineers, you went to this area. Whatever was that God put in your heart to do, that's what you were signing up for. Amen. And I was excited. It was an exciting time to sign up what God put in our heart to do. You probably went into the agricultural department, Ben. Amen. Amen. Some of you probably went to be teachers or administrators or guidance counselors, right, Alan? Amen. But there's natural things that we do, but there's spiritual things that God equips us with.
Hallelujah.
Some of you are mothers of the church. Is there things that you still need to learn? Yes, yes, yes. And you young mothers, God wants to teach you to be, to come into great mothers of the church, right? Amen. But as I was seeing all this, all of a sudden it struck me. That there was only a little time left. Because when the sign-up time was done, you could no longer enroll in the university. So now I look down the hill and I saw a stream of people coming up to enroll in university. But I knew I needed to go down and get more people and say, hey, time's rushing out. Come on up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sign up. Sign up before it's too late. Amen. So that was the second dream I had. Doesn't that make you feel good? God is calling each one of us up to that great university. You know, when we get all saved when we're young, we're on fire for the Lord, right? But then comes challenges, doesn't it? You're a little different now that you have children, right? Right? Amen. Now that's not a hindrance, it's a help.
Amen.
Because when you take care of your children, you're going to learn how to take care of the people of the church. Yes. In fact, God says to you, to I, that we should take care of our brethren like we take care of our own children.
Amen.
So the great shepherd is teaching us how to shepherd and take care of others.
Hallelujah.
And I believe that God gave me these dreams to encourage all of us. To be diligent. To have faith in the living God. And what God has called each and every one of us to. Fire is necessary.
Amen.
The challenges of life is necessary in order for us to grow.
Hallelujah.
You totally agree, Melinda? Yes. Praise the Lord. I do too. I just hope that when those challenges come, that I'm able to endure them with a smile.
Yes.
And not grumble or complain.
Joy when you encounter various trials.
Right. Yeah, count it all joy. When you, what does it say in Romans 5? What does it say, Mark?
Count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
Into diverse
temptations, yes. Count it all joy, everyone. Don't let the devil beat you up and rob you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, I just want to say something in conjunction with Brother Mark had said. That a lot of you that were all in the Bible school at Edmar and Medlands Place in Yabunga, God isn't done with you all yet. And you just have to believe and pray. Don't let the devil rob you of your joy in the calling and election in your life. Each one of you. Amen. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. And to us that are a little older, don't be weary in well doing. Amen. Let's keep pressing on. Let's draw from the life of heaven. Hallelujah. Draw from the life of heaven. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Maybe we could just close in prayer.
Amen.
Yeah, let's close in prayer and ask God to strengthen our inward parts, to serve God and to love Him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that you have brought us together. That you might just do an inner work within each one of us, Lord. Sometimes it's difficult in life. And we don't realize how the enemy is trying to hinder us, bind us, to bring doubts in our minds, to bring even dark things that we think it's our thoughts and it's the thoughts of the devil. But today we call upon your name, Lord. We ask that you would wash us afresh with your precious blood. Father, we want to pull up the weeds in our lives. And so we ask, God, you forgive our sins today. And strengthen us to resist all sin and temptation in our lives. And Lord, we want our windshield clear so we can see clearly. And Lord, we choose today to go up the hill of Zion. To the great university in the sky. The school of Christ. God, I want to sign up for the school of Christ. Whatever you put in my heart to do, I want to do, Lord. If God, you have given me a heart to teach, I want to teach. If you give me a heart to pray, I want to pray. If you give me a heart to have a mother's heart, I want to have a mother's heart. Lord, if you have called me to be an example of your nature in my house, I want to do it faithfully. Whatever you have put in my heart to do, I want to do, Lord. So, Father, today we commit our soul to you. We want to tell you we love you, Jesus. And Lord, we want to do your will. So Lord, today we sign up to that great university. And we ask that the Holy Ghost lead us and guide us into all truth. So we commit unto you our lives, Lord. And Lord, I pray you bless your people here. Bless them with peace. Bless them in your love. Bless them in faith. And bless them in their lives. Bless every marriage here, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for being your servants and your sons. In your name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.